Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Well, you can defend this game, Stuart, because I'm not a big fan, and that's okay. Jurassic Park for the Genesis. So this is where I become a reductive snob, where I feel like this kind of game is absolutely not for me. And if it's for you, I'm very happy for you and, you know, proud of you even. But as for me, this just kind of reminds me of every Genesis platformer that was like a major seller. I can think of things like Aladdin, Earthworm Jim, X-Men, in that they're very short and difficult. There's a focus on, you know, flashy graphics and effects, but overall, like, clumsy controls that are too hindered by the animation and level design that is just like inelegant and guides the player in no sense. And this was like, I mean, me saying this does not hurt the reputation of this game. This game is like one of the highest selling games on a Genesis, but having Nintendo in my life and, you know, Japanese design platformers, this is like the antithesis of what I like in that style of game.
Well, I disagree with you about Earthworm Jim. I think that game is great, even if it's made by one of the worst people on the planet. But
and he's working on this one too.
No, seriously? Oh, geez.
Yep, yep.
Well, everything else about with this game, I agree with. I think this is one of the worst showcases for the Mega Drive. It's dingy to look at. The music is terrible, and I like the music that comes out of the Mega Drive usually when it doesn't sound like this. And the games that you mentioned, like X-Men, yeah, it really reminds me of X-Men because it's basically incomprehensible. I mean, I played this quite shortly before we started recording, and I play as a raptor, because that's cool. You can play as a raptor, you know? And one of the first things as you do is a blind jump, that you can't see where you're going to land. It is not possible. I checked. I pressed all the buttons to see if there was a way to look forward, and there wasn't. And I don't forgive such slights. I don't forgive them. And then it has you jump on platforms that have the spitting dinosaurs on them, and it's a complete crapshoot whether or not you'll land on them, immediately get knocked off again, land on them and cling to the side, like, and climb yourself up and then get immediately knocked off again. It feels like they just placed everything, like, arbitrarily. It's not fun at all. I didn't like it. I would rather play the SNES game than this, and the SNES game kind of sucks. So, I don't know. At least in the SNES game, when I died, I felt like it was my fault. In this, it's just kind of like, whatever. I don't like, didn't care for it. And now I didn't try it as Alan. Maybe it's amazing. Maybe it's like 10 out of 10 when you're playing as Alan, but I somehow doubt that.
I think this game is also very much of its era in the sense that, you know, around this time you started to see a lot of movies or a lot of games based on movies that made use of digitization. So, you know, up until this point, we've been talking about these games that don't really look like Jurassic Park. They're kind of cartoony. You know, they have these like little chunky characters. Even the Super NES game, like, you wouldn't really know that's Jurassic Park. It could be anything. Whereas this uses a lot of scanned imagery taken straight from the movies, like the T-Rex head and, you know, Dr. Grant himself. Like, all of it is very, you know, it's not so much Mortal Kombat because that this kind of arrived at the same time as Mortal Kombat. It's more like Pit Fighter, where it's very choppy and kind of awkward. But, you know, it does sort of end in the same territory as some of those other games that Bob mentioned, where the emphasis on this sort of like recreating this specific kind of visual style that says, wow, this is just like the movie, it's realistic, gets in the way of playability, not because of over animation like, say, Earthworm Jim or something, but because you actually have under animation. You know, everything is more kind of staticky and moves in these like very limited framey approaches. But you saw this with, you know, Alien 3 was one of them, Stargate, the Indiana Jones and Super Star Wars movies, like, you know, to different degrees, all of them tried to be like straight from the movie. Yeah. And I think there was a Waterworld game for Saturn that was kind of like this.
And yeah, as well, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I think that one was canceled, but yeah, it's, right. You know, you just saw this kind of thing happening. And it kind of feels like they said, oh, Prince of Persia used rotoscoping, so we can take this to the next step. But Prince of Persia used rotoscoping and then beautifully redrew everything and just took these painstaking care to make everything good and fluid and nice. And this doesn't do that. It's just chunky and awkward.
I think when you're doing something like that to defend that style of platforming, there are examples where it works, and I'd say stuff like Pitfall: The Mayan Adventure and the original Earthworm Jim are two examples of that. But then the reason they work is because they account for the flaws. Like, Pitfall is good because, and you could say it's a design crutch, but in Aladdin, for example, on the Mega Drive, you're going to be getting hit a lot because it's got quite dicey kind of collision because of the way it works. But they make up for that by giving you a projectile attack. So you don't have to get close to enemies if you don't want to, which transforms sort of how it all works. But when people say, I don't like platform games that have that kind of feel, I get it. Like, I grew up playing those games. So for me, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, fine. But there is a way to do it and a way to not do it. And to me, this is an example of the latter. It's just when people criticize the Mega Drive for saying it has crappy music and it has gross, dithery, like ugly, dark graphics, this is what they're talking about, games that look like this. And the fact that this is like the 9th best-selling Mega Drive game disgusts me. It makes me want to be physically ill.
A lot of the best...
People are buying this and not Dash and Desperados, and I hate that.
A lot of the best-selling Genesis games were licensed, like Aladdin, and this has some things in common with that, because this was developed by Blue Sky Software. They would later make the Vector Man games. They were making a lot of games for Sega at this point, and at a certain point in time, they were given both Aladdin and Jurassic Park, both projects at once. That was too much for them. Aladdin was given to Virgin Interactive, and these games would be huge sellers for the Genesis. And Doug Tenapple worked on Aladdin and this, so he was like the visual guy on this as well. So we have similar things happening in both games. We're in Aladdin, we're digitizing drawn images to make it look more like, you know, real animation. In this one, we're doing like stop motion almost and scanning of actual images from the movie to make it look more like the movie. So similar things happening. And I'll reel in some of my Earthworm Jim dislike. I will say I think that's the best version of this kind of experience, although the difficulty spikes and some of the other issues I'm not a big fan of, but I think that's the best, most finely tuned version of this kind of experience. So things could be worse.
I think it's one of those games I grew up with, so I find it difficult to see those spikes because I mastered it.
Yeah.
So it's probably just that. Plus also, it was created by a raging transphobe, so the hell with it.
Nobody likes that guy.